You're listening to Fairfield County Talk Radio, where we give you a voice.
Welcome to Fairfield County Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we are being produced by Shark Creative today, and we're brought to you in part by Georgetown Orthodontics, Wilton Chamber of Commerce, and Art and Builders. Today is a very special day for women everywhere, but right here in Old Greenwich today, in Greenwich, at the J House, fantastic hotel. It's the kickoff breakfast of what is called Badass Women, and this is an incredible organization. I'm so excited to be a part of this today as they kick off this empowerment for women, mentoring younger women, and we're going to hear all about it today from the founder, Mia Shapani, but we also have women that are being honored today and for all of what they do in the community. And my very first guest is Rabbi Deborah Solomon. She's the founder and director of Hebrew Wizards, which is a religious school. Welcome.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
I know, it's such an honor. I really feel appreciated, and I can't wait to help make an impact.
How is it that you were chosen? What is it within your credentials or the criteria of this Badass Women that puts you in that category?
I think they're looking for people that stand out, that have their own businesses, and aren't afraid to take a chance. Mm-hmm. So I started Hebrew Wizards 14 years ago, and at the time I didn't even know how many people would even come to my school. And now we've taught hundreds of students.
Oh my goodness.
And we've got pilots all over the country.
Really?
One of the nice things, I think, that the criteria of being a badass is community service work.
Yes.
And making a difference and teaching children and students how they can make an impact on the world.
Yeah, well, exactly, because today's the focus is for women, and eventually, like, the proceeds from today's breakfast are going to go to helping young women through some type of a program that's actually modeled after Harvard people put it together, basically.
Exactly.
It's really important. But for you, you're in the teaching industry, and you're doing it, so, but you have men and or boys and girls. What is the age of the groups that are coming through your school?
The kids
Hebrew
that
Wizards.
Come, the students that joined our school are ages 4 all the way through 18. And as they graduate and become a bar or bat mitzvah, then they have the honor of leading the younger children and becoming counselors and team wizards in our program. We have something called Better to Be, and that is our wonderful community service event, which works with seniors and senior facilities, also homeless shelters, pet rescue centers.
Oh, wonderful.
Making a difference and teaching them that it's a daily and monthly ritual, and it's not something that's going to be done once a year.
Or even when they turn 13.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
So we teach it as like it's an ongoing process of engraving it in who you are.
Now, is Hebrew Wizards affiliated with any religious institution, or is it strictly your...
No, we actually flipped the paradigm. We started a school, and then we formed a congregation. So we're 14 years old. Our congregation is called Kehilat Shalom, and means community of peace.
Oh.
And it is for all the interfaith and unaffiliated families, and we found a niche in the market that has been so gratifying, and creating a network of a community of really thoughtful, welcoming, inclusive people. So excited.
Absolutely. Now, when you say school, do you mean you are teaching sort of after-school programs, like value-based, spiritually-based, religious
yes.
doctrine, or is it an actual school, like K through...
So what we do is we do something called Mini Wizards. They meet on Sundays. So we are an after-school program. We meet on Tuesday and Wednesday and Sundays. And then we have adult education on Thursdays mm-hmm. and B-mitzvah rehearsals on Mondays. So it ends up being pretty much a full-time job.
This is wonderful. And no wonder you're being honored today. Our communities need this, and anything that has to do with really training up a child in a way he should grow or she should grow, a wonderful thing. And today's Badass Women event, marking you as one of its honorees, I really congratulate you, and thank you for all you do in the community and for our world, because you're really training beautiful young people to make a difference. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Rabbi Deborah Solomon, the founder and director of Hebrew Wizards. And very good. Just tell me your address real quick for Hebrew Wizards.
It's 118 River Road.
Okay.
And and it's located in Coscob.
Gotcha.
Right up the street from here.
Wonderful. And here would happen to be, as I said before, the J House, an absolutely beautiful, beautiful hotel. And we're downstairs with this beautiful kickoff breakfast. Proceeds going towards badass women to help mentoring young women become leaders and business entrepreneurs and great citizens in the community. Great time to be here today. Good morning from J House. I'm Laura Smith for Fairfield County Talk Radio.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
Looking to start your own podcast but need a team behind you? We bring the podcast to you and help you bring the content to life. Create better experiences, build content, and share it with Fairfield County Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative.
Welcome to Fairfield County Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you by Georgetown Orthodontics, Wilton Chamber of Commerce, and Arton Builders. Well, good morning. We are here today at the J House in Old Greenwich. Most beautiful hotel, my favorite place, really, in all of Fairfield County, for getting out on the a night on the town, or even staying for a weekend getaway. Absolutely gorgeous. But we're here for a real specific reason today, and a wonderful reason. We are here with our very first, well, it's a kickoff basically for an incredible organization called Badass Women. And it really is very unique. This is a group of women that are going to be impacting young women in our area for a very long time to come, I have a feeling. Badass Women is about empowering young women. It is also about honoring women who have done incredible things in Fairfield County. And so today I happen to be with those honorees and some really incredible women. So my guest right now happens to be Alessandra Messinea Long. She is of an attorney of law office by the same name. Alessandra, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you were nominated as a badass woman. How does that feel?
It feels great. It feels great. I don't really see myself as a badass, but if someone sees me that way, that's fabulous.
I can only imagine that it's a colloquial term for somebody who really does amazing things, who, not just professionally, but in all areas of life. And so you've been chosen, I think, on those grounds because of all you do. Tell us about what you do in the Fairfield County that makes you a badass woman.
Well, first of all, I'm an attorney. I have my own firm. I founded it about a little over 4 years ago, and I represent clients. I do wills, trusts, and estates and business law, and I really focus on women and families, and throughout my career, I have focused on women and girls, and I do a lot of community work with women's organizations, and I have since I was younger.
Yeah.
And I am a past president of the Junior League of Greenwich.
I see.
And I sit on several boards within the community and do quite a bit of nonprofit work.
Wow. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. The Junior League itself, I always admired that organization. They do so much good in the community, and you were on that. Now you're on several other boards. But particularly badass women is targeting in terms of the funds where today's breakfast, the proceeds from the breakfast go to, is to help young women in entrepreneurship, also to start organizations like that, but to start them young as teenagers. And this is going to be a great impact on some child that is, or young woman who is allowed to get the actual funds to be able to do this leadership program. Do you know about it?
Sure, absolutely. And I think that having these type of leadership programs at such a young age really prepares them so well for being an entrepreneur when they're an adult. I feel like we did not have that when we were young.
Right.
So we're kind of like learning as we go along. And, you know, we go to college with not having as much of an education in entrepreneurship. And whereas they can get this type of program early on, they already have a background. They already have an education. And it's a leg up in the world.
Absolutely. I mean, what an incredible opportunity for them. They're actually having what is a teen MBA experience, and it's being designed by Harvard Business School.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
It's incredible. I mean, to be able to have that at such a young age.
Yes.
I mean, you don't have that at, you know, when you're older. So it's, without, a significant amount of funds. So to be able to fund this and be able to work hard and have people contribute to this type of a program to benefit young women that would not be able to do it otherwise is huge.
Incredibly gratifying, too, I would imagine.
Yes.
So thank you so much. You do wills, estates, and do you do family law as well?
I do business law, in general. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations. Four years in your own firm. Eponymous, what do you call it when it's named after yourself? So that would be the law offices of Alessandra
Messineo Long.
Yes. Very exciting.
Thank you for having me.
And enjoy the breakfast today.
Thank you
so much. We are really enjoying this today because the mission is to empower women with the tools and support and confidence and mentoring that they need to succeed. And it's all happening this morning in this kickoff breakfast. Great to be here today, honoring all sorts of incredible women in Fairfield County, badass women. It's the kickoff breakfast from J House in Greenwich. I'm Laura Smith for Fairfield County Talk Radio.
Remember when Hurricane Sandy hit? Remember being left in the dark for days? For some, it was weeks. Remember how helpless, how frustrated, how irritated you were? Remember you said you were going to get a generator so you would never lose power again? So, how's that generator working? Oh, you didn't get one, did you? Lipolis Electric wants to let you know that now is the best time to have them install that generator. The harsh winter months are ahead, and so are those harsh winter storms. And you know what heavy, wet snow does to power lines or to limbs hanging precariously over those power lines. Call Lipolis Electric at 738-3550 to set up a consultation. Let Lipolis help you figure out what type of generator you need so you won't be left in the dark this winter or in the cold. Some heating systems can run off of certain generators. More than generators, Lipolis Electric provides expert electrical services, over 25 years of successful projects and satisfied customers. Lipolis Electric, 738-3550, or click lipolaselectric.com. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
Check out the upcoming events tab on FairfieldCountyTalkRadio.com for where we'll be next. Let us know how we can help your next event. Call 1-866-SHARK-99.
Welcome to Fairfield County Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we are live right now at the J House in Greenwich. Well, we're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you by Georgetown Orthodontics, Wilton Chamber of Commerce, and Arden Builders. Today at the J House, I am so honored to be here today as we are honoring women who are being considered as, well, it's not pejorative, it's actually an honor, a badass woman. And today's breakfast is really very special. The proceeds, 100%, are going to empowering women, young girls with impact in a way with these programs that help them to become leaders when they are teens. So it's such an incredible event, really a grassroots loving effort to really make a difference in young girls' lives in our area. But there women that are being honored today, and one of them happens to be Dr. Kim Nichols. She's a dermatologist here in Greenwich. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations on being determined or relegated a badass.
It's a very funny term. In fact, one that I couldn't even tell my children this morning when I was coming here, but I'm very honored.
Yes, exactly. But the criteria obviously means more than just, you know, something cool or whatever. It's something very impactful. To be a badass woman, you really have to be someone who's making a difference. So tell us everything you do in the besides the fact that you have your own business. Where is it exactly?
It's in Greenwich, Connecticut, so right near the train station, and so very
fantastic.
Easy to get to, yes.
And a dermatologist expressly dealing just skin?
So, you know, skin, body, hair, nails. So we do a lot of, you know, both cosmetic and medical dermatology.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Skin cancer awareness.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
You have the most beautiful skin in the world. I guess it works.
You.
You're a good poster for yourself. Tell us what else you do in the community. I would imagine you have some other credits.
Well, I think the most important thing, especially as it links to badass, is mentorship. So, you know, I've been mentored, and so we mentor a lot of, you know, teens in the community, college students, medical school students. So, you know, I feel that's very important in terms of, you know, bringing girls up and teaching them how to, you know, both be doctors but also run a business.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Do you have children yourself?
I do. We have 3 children, yes.
Any girls?
One girl. I don't know if she's going to be a doctor. I don't think so, but we'll see.
I'm sure she'll be a badass, but you won't tell her that yet.
That's right.
Anyway, Dr. Kim Nichols, thank you so much. A dermatologist in Greenwich. What is the actual name of the business?
It's called Nichols MD of Greenwich.
Nichols MD of Greenwich. Thank you so much. Congratulations. And go accept your award
yes.
for being honored today. Thank you for everything you do in the community.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited.
It's really great to be here today. I feel honored just to be amongst all these incredible women who make such a difference in the world, not only with their professional careers in their families, but also with the incredible things they do within the community. And this great event is doing exactly that, helping girls to become powerful leaders in their own right when it becomes time. They're helping teenagers today. Badass Women of Greenwich, grateful to be here today at the J House. I'm Laura Smith for Fairfield County Talk Radio.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family. Pasquale Ristorante, an Italian specialty.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
Looking to start your own podcast but need a team behind you? We bring the podcast to you and help you bring the content to life. Create better experiences, build content, and share it with Fairfield County Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative.
Welcome to Fairfield County Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the J House in Greenwich, wonderful hotel. We're being brought to you by Georgetown Orthodontics, also Wilton Chamber of Commerce, and Arden Builders. And we're being produced by Shark Creative. Well, this morning is an incredible first ever event for a wonderful organization that is really going to go towards changing the lives of young women, helping them, mentoring them, and turning them into the leaders of tomorrow with great programs. And it's called Badass Women of Fairfield County. This is their kickoff breakfast today. And it's exciting to be here among so many great women, women who are making such an impact in Fairfield County. And then the proceeds from the breakfast today going towards Badass Women, Girls with Impact. It's a great, great day. Thanks for being here to our guest, Moshkin Rezania, if I said that correctly. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're an expressionist and abstract expressionist painter.
Yes.
Yes, and you're beautiful, beautiful. I walked around the room before the event started this morning, and I said, oh my goodness, those paintings are absolutely glorious, and you're the one who's behind them.
Thank you.
So how long have you been painting for?
Most of my life.
Most of your life?
Yes.
You are from Iran.
Yes.
And how long have you been in the United States?
1986.
Wow. Okay. So 34 years, something like that. It's a long time. Dual citizenship, you said.
Yes.
So, and do you live here in Greenwich or somewhere else in Fairfield County?
Bronxville, Westchester.
Oh, Bronxville, right across the line. That's okay. I'm in Westchester as well. But we're so close to this beautiful part of Connecticut. It's great to be here. So you must be interested in the fact that they are not only honoring women today, but helping to provide funds for mentoring young women. You must have been painting as a young woman in Iran, or did you wait until you moved to the United States to start painting?
No, I started when I was back in Iran, since childhood, and I came here when I was 24. So, I mean, I started painting there, and I continued here.
That's wonderful. Do you give lessons, or are you just an independent artist?
Yes, all my time just goes to my work. I would, maybe at some point I teach, but anything that takes away from my work, I try to just put all my energy in one channel.
Yes. So. Well, they are so beautiful. They look, I know they're abstract, so they're not identifiable objects, but they look to me like flowers everywhere.
Exactly.
It seems to be like just there are bursts of color, beautiful, beautiful color. That's a different type of art, obviously, than realism. Do you also do that as well, or have you just always been an expressionistic painter?
Well, when I started, my academical education was, realism and copying the masters, and that was the beginning. But also, going to nature. Nature is my, first and utmost inspiration, source of inspiration. And just painting, drawing and painting, constantly. That's, just being in the flow of my work.
That's wonderful. Well, you must have a heart for young women, because I know that 10% of your proceeds from the sales of your paintings are going towards badass women and this wonderful program that is equipping and helping young girls to experience what would be almost like an MBA experience. It's a program that's designed by Harvard Business School, and these young women are going to be chosen to go through like a 6-week course to learn leadership, business, how to launch a business, how to launch a nonprofit. Really incredible, incredible opportunities for young women who may not normally get that opportunity. So your paintings went towards that. How did you find out about badass women?
I was exhibiting at Greenwich, actually, Connecticut, and Mia stopped by at my display and we talked, and she told me about this event and asked me if I'm, interested to participate. And I said, of course, it's young women and children always had been, I always wanted to be, able to help financially,
Yes.
So it was like a perfect match, It's like something that I always wanted from the universe, and it just brought it to my, doorstep.
And it's sort of that your paintings remind me of what a badass woman would be, beautiful but bold.
Yes.
So perfect. Moshkan, let's give people your website where they can view your artwork, moshkanart.com. I'll spell it for them,
M-O-S-H-S-A-R-T.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's an S missing there. Oh. Moshkan's Art. So it's MOSHGANSART.com.
Got you. MOSHGANSART. Moshkan's Art.com. Very beautiful. Once again, Moshkan Rezania, thank you for what you're doing for the community of women today and for being here and gracing us with your beautiful paintings.
Thank you so much.
It's a privilege. I'm Laura Smith. We're here at the J House for this fantastic breakfast for badass women and getting it all kicked off to eventually impact the lives of young women and their futures. From Fairfield Talk Radio, I'm Laura Smith.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at MichaelLabriolaINC.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
You're listening to Fairfield County Talk Radio, where we give you a voice.
Welcome to Fairfield County Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from Jay House in Greenwich. And we are being produced by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you in part by Georgetown Orthodontics, Wilton Chamber of Commerce, and Arton Builders. Well, today is such a wonderful event. It started very early, and only Badass Women allowed. Badass Women of Fairfield County is a wonderful organization that is really trying to improve the lives and give a head start to young women in their teens with an MBA-like program that has been designed by Harvard Business School. And this is all done through funds that are run from different events that are going to happen. This is the kickoff breakfast, however, and all the proceeds are going to go to helping these teens. But what they're doing is also honoring some very incredible and badass women in Fairfield County. It's the only time I get to kind of, say naughty words here on Fairfield County Talk Radio. So, we have all the honorees here today. There were six of them, I believe, that were honored as people within the community here in Fairfield County really doing incredible things. My guest right now is Lori Stefanowicz. She is the Senior Vice President and Managing Partner at Catamount Wealth Management. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Where is Catamount?
Catamount's located in Westport.
In Westport, okay. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite places in the world. Mm-hmm. And you are the Senior Vice President. So you're basically running your show over there, and people go to you for financial advice. Is that what it is?
That's correct. Yeah, so we are an independent investment advisory firm. It's myself and my partner, Louis Albanese, and we work with individuals to build and protect their assets.
Wonderful. So. Very wonderful. But you're honored today, obviously, because of not only being a business owner and a senior vice president at your firm, but because you must be doing some great things in the community. Mm-hmm. Because I know that's part of the criteria to be being honored as a badass woman.
It is. So I have two young kids, and I get involved in not only their activities, but things that I want them to aspire to be part of. So at certain times, I've been more involved in different more community events than others. Sometimes you got to pare back when you're running a business.
And running a household.
Yeah, and running a household. But I've been very involved with St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic School that's located in Fairfield, as well as Caroline House and different nonprofits around Fairfield County.
Wonderful. And do you have daughters or a daughter?
I have two daughters. Oh. I have a 9 and 11-year-old.
So. Wow. So, the fact that the proceeds go towards getting these young girls into this program, which sounds like it takes place over 6 weeks and it's like a leadership program. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
It's exactly. It was started by a fellow businesswoman who wanted to help women start from the beginning instead of waiting until later in their career.
After two or three degrees or something.
Yeah.
Giving them a head start.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's incredible.
It is, because we have to start with the young ones, right? This is where a lot of these characteristics and traits and the strength comes from. So if we give confidence at a younger age, there's only
all the better.
Good, yeah.
And wonderful, too, that they it encompasses not-for-profits, mm-hmm. also businesses. You're encouraging women to really kind of succeed in all of those areas, not just one. Well, it's exciting, and I'm happy to be here today, and congratulations on being honored amongst the first badasses.
You're going to be saying that word all day today, right?
I know. I feel naughty. Anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lori Stefanowicz, Senior Vice President and Managing Partner at Catamount Wealth Management in Westport, Connecticut, here at the Badass Women
kickoff breakfast, helping create Girls with Impact with their funds. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Fairfield County Talk Radio.
Remember when Hurricane Sandy hit? Remember being left in the dark for days? For some, it was weeks. Remember how helpless, how frustrated, how irritated you were? Remember you said you were going to get a generator so you would never lose power again? So, how's that generator working? Oh, you didn't get one, did you? Lipolis Electric wants to let you know that now is the best time to have them install that generator. The harsh winter months are ahead, and so are those harsh winter storms. And you know what heavy, wet snow does to power lines or to limbs hanging precariously over those power lines. Call Lipolis Electric at 738-3550 to set up a consultation. Let Lipolis help you figure out what type of generator you need so you won't be left in the dark this winter or in the cold. Some heating systems can run off of certain generators. More than generators, Lipolis Electric provides expert electrical services, over 25 years of successful projects and satisfied customers. Lipolis Electric, 738-3550 or click LipolisElectric.com. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
From Greenwich to Danbury, Wilton to Westport, Fairfield County Talk Radio is here to help serve the community.
Welcome to Fairfield County Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the J House in Greenwich for this morning's Badass Woman kickoff breakfast. We are being brought to you by Georgetown Orthodontics, Wilton Chamber of Commerce, and Arton Builders, and we're being produced by Shark Creative. This is the kickoff of this wonderful organization that's all about empowering women, but starting at a younger age. But they're doing it by honoring women who also are young. And wonderful contributors to the community here in Fairfield County. I'm happy to be speaking with Maureen Clark Newlove. She is the owner and hairdresser at Noble Salon in Stamford. Hi, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You were being honored. I'm sure you have an amazing business, and your hair is very beautiful, but I am certain that you probably had other attributes that got you to this point today being honored. What are some of the things in the community that you do, Maureen?
Well, you know what? I think the launch of this event was more about the fact that, you know, it taking chances and being part of the community, networking, inspiring, and really mentoring were the motivations that got me involved with this. And I'm very proud of the fact that Noble Salon has a division of our business that is to be impactful on the community and give
Wonderful.
Back. And so it just was a natural transition.
Oh, fantastic. And how long has Noble been around?
We've been in Stamford on High Ridge Road for 12 years.
Wow.
And we have a staff of 35 amazing, talented
oh my goodness.
Stylists
That's
and
huge.
Colorists.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And we actually, a bit of a brag, but our stylists have been acknowledged as the best salon in Fairfield County since we opened, for 12 years in a row.
Fantastic. Congratulations on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Amazing. Do you have daughters yourself by any chance?
I have two sons almost done in college, junior and a senior, so no
but
daughters.
But they'll be bringing home probably.
Yes, exactly.
Some
yes.
daughters
yes.
to be, so to speak, but I think this is an amazing program, giving an opportunity to young women go through a Harvard-designed course
yes.
on for business and nonprofit and really helping them, empowering them to be leaders in the future. What an amazing, amazing
idea. Oh, absolutely. When we partnered with Girls with Impact, it was so, you know, it was inspiring to both me as a local born and raised woman from Stamford, but the fact that, you know, that kids that aren't necessarily thinking about entrepreneurship, and that's quite frankly what this board is. You know, we all set out and created, you know, a career of choice that was for ourselves, and I'm so proud to be an entrepreneur, and I love the fact that reaching back into high school, that they're not just thinking about a college education, they're thinking about doing it for themselves.
Absolutely.
Sky's the limit.
Absolutely. Fantastic, incredible mission, and incredible women. Thank you for being here today, Maureen.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
I have to visit Noble Salon. Anyway, thank you so much. It's just been an incredible morning here today with so many inspiring women doing such great things in the community, and Badass Women is what it's all about today, and affecting Girls with Impact, the group that's helping young teens go through some entrepreneurial skills and empowering them to become leaders in the future. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Fairfield County Talk Radio.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience, your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family. Pasquale Ristorante, an Italian specialty.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
Looking to start your own podcast but need a team behind you? We bring the podcast to you and help you bring the content to life. Create better experiences, build content, and share it with Fairfield County Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative.
Welcome to Fairfield County Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from Jay House in Greenwich today. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Georgetown Orthodontics, Wilton Chamber of Commerce, and Art and Builders. Today's event, such an exciting morning here. Badass Women, Fairfield County. It's the kickoff breakfast, and they're doing so much to impact young women in the community, and I'm just very honored to be here today. One of the other honorees, actually, I'm not being honored, but somebody who was truly being honored this morning at the event. There were several women that were part of that we've been speaking with today. Layla Leshesky, she is the founder of the Local Moms Network. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So tell us about the Local Moms Network.
So the Local Moms Network is a that we provide a comprehensive collection of resources about local communities for local moms and dads. We started in Greenwich with Greenwich Moms, and we grew now to 82 platforms in 21 states.
Oh my goodness.
They're all run by moms and women in their towns, and it's just been a great way for moms to connect with each other, but also get the references that they need.
And you started this?
Yes.
Yourself?
Yes.
You don't even look old enough to be a mom.
I appreciate that. I have 3.
Oh, wow. And what do you have, boys, girls?
I have 2 girls and a boy.
2 girls and a boy.
All under 6.
So what are some of the programs that you offer for moms, or some of the services or whatever, the support? What does it look like?
So our entire motto is giving moms the gift of time.
So we
sift through all the information that's thrown at these busy moms nowadays and give, you know, the best of the best when it comes to local resources. Mm-hmm. That can run from pediatricians to local play spaces, to, you know, where to get your hair done quickly, where, you know, what is family friendly in terms of a restaurant, schools. It really just runs the gamut, anything a mom could possibly need for herself and her family.
That's exciting. So they can call you and you just guide them.
It's all digital. So we have all of our Instagram platforms. We have websites. It's all controlled under the Local Moms Network parent site. But we really want the moms who are running these separate platforms to build their own business, build their own voice. And it's just been a great way to not only create jobs for these moms who want to get back in the workforce after kids, but it's also, you know, been a great way for us to build a community within our towns and nationally.
I bet. Now, is it a volunteer situation, or do women actually?
It is a business.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes. Yeah, so we it's all, you know, mostly advertising revenue, but we're going through a big year here where we're exploring other streams of revenue as well.
That's exciting. Yes. Really wonderful. Layla Leshesky, you really created something exponentially exciting that sounds like it's really making an impact on the world. And now, being a badass,
yes,
of a woman of Fairfield County, you're going to also impact Girls with Impact, which is the group that is helping to equip girls to launch businesses, nonprofits, community efforts, and projects through a Harvard Business School designed program, sort of like an MBA experience. How exciting. Really, what a great morning, and you must feel very honored, and you should.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for all you did. When I was a young mom, I would have loved something like that. We didn't have digital then, though.
Right.
I'm not trying to date myself, but just so you know. Anyway, it's great to be here at the Jay House in Greenwich for Badass Women, the kickoff breakfast. It's a wonderful organization for women and moms in Fairfield County. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Fairfield County Talk Radio.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our experts
all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
You're listening to Fairfield County Talk Radio, where we give you a voice.
Welcome back to Fairfield County Talk Radio, everybody. We've been broadcasting live from the J House here in Greenwich, Connecticut, as we're here for the kickoff breakfast of Badass Women of Fairfield County. We've talked to many of the honorees today, and we've had a wonderful time as well. And our final guest for the morning, we have the founder of the group, Mia Schipan. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Now, this was founded in 2018, and tell us about this group. Again, what a wonderful morning we've had. We've talked to many of the six honorees this morning. What was the premise of all of this?
Thank you. Yeah, we started working on this last year, and we wanted to just really recognize women who were leading the way to entrepreneurship. We wanted to tell their stories, and eventually we created a board of advisors, which is what really brought it all together, was working together to figure out what our mission was and to identify a charity, which was Girls with Impact, have a mission to support them. And I think this is probably one of the only organizations that 100% of the tickets go to charity.
Mia, by the way, is a public relations and marketing professional who shares more than 20 years, more than two decades of strategic brand marketing, media relations, special events. You've done so much. Do you bring all that experience into finding this group?
Yes, I've been doing events for over 25 years, and I think, you know, with my team, I knew that we could pull this off pretty quickly and successfully, and these badass women put the vote of confidence in me, and with their support, it was a huge success. We raised $7,000 this morning.
Yeah, you had a sellout here today, so that helped you.
Yeah, did they tell you? We sold out in 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks, and we have a waiting list. We've had people coming out of the woodwork that are hearing about the event from other women. We barely promoted the event.
Is this a surprise you, considering how short a time you've been doing this?
You know, I'm not surprised. I've been doing this a long time, and this is a one-of-a-kind kind of organization. It's authentic. These are real people that are doers and change makers and really moving the needle. The common thread with all of these women is that they are very supportive of the community, and that is what we're hoping to share with others. We're trying to share that, you know, by giving, you get more, and that we hope to be role models for other women and teenage women.
Yeah, to inspire, to give back, and to hopefully, as you say, inspire other women to do what they do.
To do the same. Exactly. Exactly. Because the more we give, the more we get. And right now, there's, you know, so much mishigas, as they say, out there, that we hope to instill kindness in and make a difference in a much bigger way. So I'm very happy that it was a success, and thank you for sharing our story.
Well, we had a wonderful time with you, Mia. Congratulations to you. Best of luck to the organization. I'm sure we'll see you next year.
Yes, we will have many more events. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mia. Mia Schipani, ladies and gentlemen, the founder of Badass Women of Fairfield County, hosting their kickoff breakfast this morning. We've been broadcasting live from the J House here in Greenwich, Connecticut. My name is Jim Cleefield. I just want to let you know our sponsors, Georgetown Orthodontics, thank you to them, Wilton Chamber of Commerce, and Arton Builders. And again, we've had a wonderful time. And again, on behalf of my friends, the dynamic Laura Smith, who did a great job hosting, the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kahan, our great engineer. We thank all of you for joining us here in the 203. And remember this, Fairfield County is my home. We hope Fairfield County Radio, Talk Radio, can be your home for great radio as well. I'm Jim Cleefield. We'll see you next time.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, You can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends, bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.